नमः ओम विष्णु पदाया कृष्ण प्रेष्टाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी इति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चचारेषतारिणे. What follows comprises excerpts from the Sri Chaitanya Chandramrita by Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati. Translations by Trivida Das. Stumastam Chaitanya Kritamati Vimahya Lapadamad Bhutadayam Varyam Vajipati Kumaram Masayitam Vishuddha Svapremon Madamadadapiyushilaharim Padatum Chanebhyok Padapadanavanvipapakatam. We glorify the unlimitedly compassionate Prince of Brajabhumi, Lord Krishna, who has now advented himself in the supreme abode of Navadvip in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has come to relish the sweet, intoxicating waves of the ambrosia of love of himself, and to distribute that ambrosia to others.
Dharma sprishtak satata padama vishta evastya dharme drishtim prapto nahikalusatam sishtisu kvapinosan yadatta shri hadidasa sudasvadamattak pamrityat uchargayat atavilatapistomitam kanchidisham.
One who has not a touch of piety, who is totally immersed in sinful activity, who has never been blessed by the compassionate glance of the devotees or visited any holy place they have sanctified, such a person will still dance in ecstasy, sing loudly, and even fall on the ground and roll around when he tastes the intoxicating nectar of the divine mellows of pure love of God that Lord Chaitanya bestowed. Let me thus glorify that indescribably merciful Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Yannaptam karma nishta nacha samadhikatam yatta po dhyana yoga vairagyasya gatatva shitvidapina yattarkitam chapi kaischit govinda prema bhajam apinachakalitam yadrahasyam swayam tat nam naiva prarurasid apatadipade yatra tam helmi goram.
Anyone attached to selfish work, severe penances, mystic yoga and meditation, artificial renunciation, speculative knowledge, motivated prayers to God, and even one absorbed in pure devotion to Govinda but unable to enter into the understanding of the gopi's love for Krishna, such a person can never understand the most elevated platform of pure love of God. Yet Lord Gaurasundar, having advented in this world and propagated the glories of the chanting of the holy names, has revealed that mysterious pure love. Thus I glorify that Lord Gaurasundar.
Drishtak srishtak kirtitak sansritova durastarapyanatova vritova vrenaksaram datumishoya eka sri chaitanyam nomi devam dayalam.
I glorify that most merciful Sri Krishna Chaitanya, the only manifestation of the Supreme Lord, who bestows pure love of God to those who simply see or touch Him, as well as to those who glorify, remember, bow down, or worship Him from a great distance.
Kaivalyam nadakayate tidashapurakashapushpayate durdante indiyakalasavapatali protkatadangstrayate Vishram purnasukayate vadimahindradishchakitayate yatkalunyakataksavaibhavatamtham godame vastumo.
The goal of the impersonalists, merging into God's brilliant effulgence, becomes like going to hell. The demigods' heavenly abode seem as substantial as sky flowers. The fangs of the untamable snake-like senses are broken. The whole universe overflows with joy, and Brahma, Indra, and all the other gods seem as important as insects. Such are the effects of being empowered by the merciful sidelong glance of Lord Gaurasundar, whom we glorify.
माद्यन्तक पदिपीह यस्य चदनाम्बोज सदत्रोज्वला प्रेमानन्दमियामितावददशांस विश्वभावेरित ब्रह्मादींश्च हसन्ति नाति बहुमन्यन्ते महावैष्णवान् दिक्को वन्ति च ब्रह्मयोगविदशस्तम् गोदचन्द्रम् नुम.
Even the demigods worship Lord Gaurachandra's devotees, who become drunk when they quaff the astoundingly tasty, glorious ambrosia of divine bliss that flows from his lotus feet. Thus inebriated, these devotees laugh at Brahma and the other gods, decry the monistic yogis, and minimize the importance of Lord Vishnu's devotees who don't worship Lord Chaitanya. Thus let me glorify that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Raksha daita kalam hatam kriyadidam yogadi vartma kriyama gova prakati kutak kriyadidam sishyadikam vakiyat medinya dadanadikam kriyadidam premojulaya maha bhaktir vartma kadim padam bhagavatas chaitanya murtim stumak.
When Lord Ramchandra, Lord Nrsingadev, and other incarnations of God slew so many demons, what was the real significance of their acts? And when Lord Kapila and other avatars explained the process of Sankhya Yoga and other yoga systems, what was the actual benefit for mankind? And when Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva create, maintain and destroy the material universes, how great is their activity really? And when Lord Varaha retrieved the earth from the bottom of the Garbhodak ocean, was it really that impressive a feat? In truth, we don't think any of these deeds is very important. What's really significant is that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has revealed the path by which one can reach the most exalted and splendid devotional mellow, Madhurya Ras. Therefore we glorify that Lord Chaitanya.
Namas Chaitanya Chandraya Koti Chandrana Natriji Premanandabhi Chandraya Charu Chandran Suhasine. Namas Chaitanya Chandraya Koti Chandrana Natriji Premanandabhi Chandraya Charu Chandran Suhasine.
I offer my most humble prostrations before Sri Chaitanya Chandra, who is like a moon that has just risen up out of the ocean of ecstasy engendered by pure love of God. His face shines like a million moons, and his smile enchants like moonshine.
Yasyaiva parambuja bhakti labhyo prema vidhanak paramak pumato tasmai jagan mangala mangalaya chaitanya chandraya namo namaste.
O Lord Sri Chaitanya Chandra, one who serves your lotus feet with great devotion attains pure love of God, life's ultimate goal. O most auspicious of all auspicious things in the universe, I bow down to you again and yet again.
Uccharas palayantam kadachadanamaho hemadanda prakando bahu prodritya sattam dabatadanatodum bundari kahitaksham vishvasya mangalagham kimipi hariharityunmadananda nadar bhande tam deva chuda manamatadadasa vishta chaitanya chandram.
Immersed in the incomparable confidential love that Srimati Radharani bears for Lord Krishna, Lord Chaitanya Chandra raised his arms, which appeared like two golden rods, and danced with great enthusiasm. His hands and feet moved quickly here and there, and his beautiful body trembled. Maddened and intoxicated by transcendental bliss, he cried out, Hari, Hari, and thus destroyed all inauspiciousness in the universe. I bow down with great respect to that lotus-eyed Lord Chaitanya Chandra, the crest jewel of all avatars.
Ananda Leela Maya Vigrahaya Hema Bhadivya Chavi Sundaraya Tasmai Mahaprema Rasapradaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste.
Again and again I offer my most humble and respectful prostrations before Sri Chaitanya Chandra, the personification of divine blissful pastimes. Appearing very beautiful, with the splendor of molten gold, he bestows love of God in the conjugal mellow which no one has ever given before. What follows is the Sri Mukunda Muktavali by Srila Rupa Goswami, translations by Dravida Das.
Navajala dadavanam champakon vasikarnam vikasita nalinasyam visporan mandahasyam kanakaduchidukulam charabarhavachulam kamapindakalasaram nomi gopikumaram.
Let me sing the praises of Mother Yashoda's little son, who is the essence of everything. A charming peacock feather adorns his hair, and his gently smiling face appears like a blooming lotus. Over his ear he wears a beautiful champak flower, and upon his body, whose complexion is like a fresh rain cloud, he wears elegant garments of golden silk.
Mukajitashadindu kelelavanya sindhu kamavidhitakandu ballavi pranabandhu vapadupasitadenu kakshanikshiptavenu vachanabashagadenu patumanandasunu.
May Maharaj Nanda's little son, the very life of the gopis, protect me. As he returns from the pasturing grounds, his body is covered with dust, yet his face conquers the beauty of the autumn moon. With a ball in his hand and a flute tucked under his arm, he controls the cows with his call. His pastimes are truly an ocean of nectar.
Dvasta dushta shankachuda balla vikalopa goda bhakta mani sadhu nalila kanta pichachuda akanta lambe manja gunda kele labda dhamma kunda kana vati pulla kunda pahi deva ma makunda.
O Lord Makunda, O embracer of the gopis and killer of the shankachuda demon, please protect me. Wearing a peacock feather in your hair, an elegant gunda garland around your neck, and a kunda blossom over your ear, you play wonderfully within the groves of Vrindavan and arise within your devotees' hearts.
Yagya bangla dishti shakam nanda gaura megri chakra vishti poota kinna gobi vikshinopa jata kopa shifta sabya hasta padna dari tacha shaila sabna gupta gosha raksha raksha maam tadaja panka jaksha.
O lotus-eyed Lord, when you stopped the sacrifice to Indra, the king of heaven, he grew angry and dispatched a host of terrible rain clouds to Vrindavan. But upon seeing the distress of the coward men, you also grew angry, and you lifted the lofty Govardhan mountain with your left lotus-like hand. In this way you sheltered and protected the whole Vrindavan community. As you protected them, O Lord, please, please protect me also.
Muktaharam tadaduda chakkakaram saram gopi manasi manojaropi gopi kamse kalanakadambo tanshe vanshe rungi tishutuda tingnakshangi.
Adorned with a fine pearl necklace as with a host of stars, the cupid named Krishna rises within the gopis' hearts. May that Krishna who carries the bow of Shanga and who shows anger toward Kamsa, yet who also delights in playing the flute, be affectionate toward us.
Lilo dama jaladada mala shamak shamak kama dabdachi yanti rama sama mavyada kalamuni nam stavya gavya purti pabudada chakra murti.
May the super excellent form of Krishna, Agasura's enemy, protect me. He is glorified by all sages, pleased with Vrindavan's milk products, and very affectionate toward the beautiful slender gopis. Looking as dark blue as a garland of rain clouds, he plays wonderfully.
Parvavatilashavari patigavari tiharananam nandanandana mandara kuta bandanam jata chandanam sundari rati mandari kuta kandadam jata mandadam kundala tuti mandala puta kandadam vajasundaram. Parvavatilashavari patigavari tiharananam nandanandana mandara kuta bandanam jata chandanam sundari rati mandari kuta kandadam jata mandadam kundala tuti mandala puta kandadam.
Please worship beautiful Krishna, King Nanda's pleasure abode, whose face steals away the pride of the full moon, Lord of the night. With his body anointed with sandalwood pulp, and his lustrous earrings casting a flood of light upon his throat, he evokes prayers, holds up Govardhan Hill, and makes its caves into trysts where he meets the gopis.
Gokulangana mangalam kataputana babamochanam kundasundada dandamam buddha brinda vandita lochanam sodabhakada pulla pushkada visparat kada pallavam daivata vrajadulabam bada ballavi kula vallabam.
Please worship Krishna, His beautiful teeth resemble kunda flowers, and the community of lotuses praise his eyes. Though the demigods cannot approach him, he is the gopis' beloved, Putana's deliverer, and the source of happiness for Vrindavan's courtyards.
Atunda kanti dandito da pando dangshu mandalam maganda pali tanda pali shali latta kundalam Mbulla bunda dika kanda klutta malya mandalam chanda baho dhamna matta noma kansa kundalam Atunda kanti dandito da pando dangshu mandalam maganda pali tanda pali shali latta kundalam Mbulla bunda dika kanda klutta malya mandalam chanda baho dhamna matta noma kansa kundalam.
Let me praise Krishna, Kamsa's undoer, whose arms are very powerful. The moon's prowess has been defeated by the effulgence of his face. Shark-shaped jeweled earrings dance at the corners of his cheeks, and a lotus petal garland adorns his chest.
May
the cowherd boy Krishna, the joy of the gopis, protect you. By the touch of cosmetics, he has made his complexion golden, and the lotus in his hand, his jasmine flower smile, and his very beautiful eyebrows all make him look playful. His fame spreads like a blossoming creeper.
Indana vadam patapati vadam niyatada vadam vitagana vadam rakshita gotam peenata gotam tundata gotam nomisa gotam Indana vadam patapati vadam niyatada vadam vitagana vadam rakshita gotam peenata gotam tundata gotam nomisa gotam.
O Krishna, O son of Braja's king Nanda, I glorify you. In the company of your devotees, you lifted Govardhan Hill, delighted the cows, protected the land of Vrindavan, hindered Indra, stopped the rain, and scattered the rain clouds. All glories to you.
May Lord Krishna shower his mercy upon me.
A rain cloud's beauty has been defeated by that of his body, anointed with sandalwood pulp. He succors his wise devotees and pleases the entire earth with his munificence and extraordinary unlimited transcendental pastimes. His beautiful teeth are very white.
Udade kutamoda deeds the bungam, Navajada dadakada nola sa bungam, Hibadiva dayata the malamata bungam, Panamata yamana satakata bungam. Udade kutamoda deeds the bungam, Navajada dadakada nola sa bungam, Hibadiva dayata the malamata bungam, Panamata yamana satakata bungam.
Please offer your humble obeisances to Lord Sri Krishna, who is spreading waves of sound with his flute as he performs a dance on the bank of the Yamuna. His effulgence rivals that of the sun's rays penetrating a fresh rain cloud, and he agitates the gopis' hearts with the waves of Cupid.
Navambo danilam takatoshita shilam makasangi vangsham shikandavatangsam kadalam vivetram vadambo janetram tutaspita gundam vade labda kundam.
Kindly worship Sri Krishna, who has just entered a garden and whose unexcelled character pleases the entire universe. His form, bedecked with many flowers, has a complexion as blue as a fresh rain cloud. He holds his flute to his lips, wears a peacock plume in his hair, rests his hand on his staff, and has eyes as gorgeous as lotus petals.
Ritakshoni badam kataklesaharam jagadgita saram maharatnaharam vidushamakesham lasadvanyavesham kripabhiyunadesham bhajaballavesham.
I worship Lord Krishna, the cowherd's king and an ocean of mercy. He relieves the earth's burden by vanquishing the sufferings of all living beings, and thus his glories are sung throughout the whole universe. His black hair is soft, and around his neck he wears a necklace of rare jewels and a garland of splendid forest flowers.
Ullasan Ballavi Vasasam Taskadas Tejasa Nirjita Paspadan Bhaskara Bhinadostam Vaya Ullasat Chandana Bhatavak Savato Devaki Nandana.
May Lord Krishna, Devaki's source of delight, forever give you protection. He stole the gopis' effulgent garments and placed them on his strong arms, which were beautified with sandalwood pulp. With his effulgence he has defeated the sun.
Sansate stadakam tam gavam chadakam venana manditam kridanehi panditam datavir vishinam danavadaveshinam chintaya swaminam bhullavi kaminam.
Please fix your mind on Sri Krishna, the gopi's lover, the demon's enemy, the world's savior, and the cow's herder. Bedecked with pictures drawn with red pigment and holding his flute to his mouth, he plays with unparalleled expertise.
Upatakavalam padagashabalam hadekashadanam sadoja chadanam adishchadalanam krishchalalanam namam samaham sadaiva tamaham. Upatakavalam padagashabalam hadekashadanam sadoja chadanam adishchadalanam krishchalalanam namam samaham sadaiva tamaham.
At every second I bow down to Krishna with great respect. Although he crushed the Arishta demon with unfathomable power, he is attracted by his devotee's loving pastimes. He holds a morsel of food in his hand. He is bedecked with multicolored pollen, and his feet defy the beauty of a lotus. He is my only shelter.
Vihada sadanam hano givadanam panita madanam shashanka badanam urasta kamalam yisho badamalam kadata kamalam hajishvantamalam. Vihada sadanam hano givadanam panita madanam shashanka badanam urasta kamalam yisho badamalam kadata kamalam hajishvantamalam.
O friend, without cessation please worship Krishna, the abode of all loving pastimes. With his spotless fame, his moon-like face, his extraordinarily beautiful teeth, and his chest bearing the Srivats mark, he has become Cupid for the gopis. He twirls a lotus in his hand.
Dushtadvangsha karnikaravatangsha keladvangshi panchamadhvana shangshi gopi cheta keli bhangi niketak patu svairi hantavakkhangsa vai.
May the Supreme Lord Krishna, the completely independent enemy of Kamsa and the destroyer of demons, protect you from all danger. Wearing a garland of Karnikara blossoms, he performs his pastimes while playing the fifth scale on his flute, and thus enters into the gopis' hearts.
Vrindatavyam kelamanandanavyam kovannadi chittakandapadadi namodgadi mamdukulapahadi nipaurudha patubarhavachuda.
May Lord Krishna, who wears a peacock plume in his hair, save me from danger. In Vrindavan forest he enacts his glorious ecstatic pastime of stealing the gopis' silk saris and joking with them as he sits on the branches of a kadamba tree. Thus he has become Cupid in the gopis' minds.
Vachidanake vachayasake vadatabhatim vajanatatim tamavadatis vaditagatir natashadane hadishadane. Vachidanake vachayasake vadatabhatim vajanatatim tamavadatis vaditagatir natashadane hadishadane.
My dear friend, why do you always hurry here and there? Instead, stop for a moment and try to become attractive to Krishna's lotus feet, which have effulgent toenails and which are always turned toward his surrendered devotees.
Uchidapatak pulanatatak pashupatati gunavasati samamashati jaladavati manasipadispudatu hari. Uchidapatak pulanatatak pashupati gunavasati samamashati jaladavati manasipadispudatu hari.
Krishna is the abode of all excellent qualities and the vanquisher of his devotees' impurities. The leader of the coward boys, he looks as resplendent as a rain cloud as he stands on the Yamuna's bank. May he forever appear in my mind.
Okay.
O you who defeated Kaliya and uprooted the Yamalarjun trees, O you whose beguiling pastimes please everyone, O you whose dancing eyes defeat the dancing Kanjan birds, O Krishna, please protect me.
Bhuvanavasit Vadamahimadam Vadavidichit Nikalakadokada Sammada Patrikishodathani Vadang Vadamapalashachani Jatapitambaram Bhuvanavasit Vadamahimadam Vadavidichit Nikalakadokada Sammada Patrikishodathani Vadang Vadamapalashachani Jatapitambaram.
O you who wear yellow garments, O you whose glories are loudly sung throughout all three worlds, O demon smasher, O darling of Yashoda, O Krishna, please fulfill my ardent desires to serve you.
Chikutakadam batachada chikundam balavanirjata vatachatikundam vatavatinirjata mudjatakundam kudatapadavajasabadimukundam. Chikutakadam batachada chikundam balavanirjata vatachatikundam vatavatinirjata mudjatakundam kudatapadavajasabadimukundam.
In his hair he wears an exquisite peacock plume. His teeth defeat the beauty of Kunda buds. His forehead puts the crescent moon to shame. O wise men, take Mukunda into your hearts at once.
Yakpadi lakshita sadabe lakshita sadabisa sadabe madana daksha mulali vadana kudadi shali sadashita kushalam tabavanamali. Yakpati Rakshita Sadhabi Lakshita Sadhabisha Sadhabi Madana Daksham Mulali Badana Kudali Shali Sadhashita Kushalam Tavavanamali.
Although he protects many thousands of cows, and though he is accustomed to practicing his flute, he is nonetheless very expert at destroying the demons who fear the demigods. May Krishna, who wears a forest flower garland, shower his mercy upon you.
Ramata Nikala Dimbe Vena Pitoshta Bimbe Hatakalanakodambe, Ballavi datta chunde, Babatu Mahatanande, Tatta Vakke Likande, Jagadabada tunde, Bhaktarubi Mukunde.
He delights the sons of Vrindavan's coward men, and he worships his father, Nanda. Though the gopis kiss him, the flute vies with them for the privilege of drinking the nectar of his red bimba fruit lips. He kills innumerable demons and holds uncountable universes in his abdomen. May great devotion for Mukunda awaken in your heart.
Pashiva yuvadi goshti chumbitashi maroshti smadatalalita drishti nimitananda drishti tabajaladada dhama patoba krishna nama pubunam hodada vesha malani mutresha.
His eyes, excited by Cupid, restlessly move about, showering bliss upon the cowherd's daughters who kiss his luscious lips. With his luster like a fresh cloud and his delightful garland, his appearance is the sweetest within all three worlds. May the form of the holy name of Krishna forever protect you. The following is a selection of verses from Antyalila, Chapter 1, entitled Rupa Goswami's Meeting with the Lord. These are excerpts from the Vidugdha Madhava and Lalita Madhava. First about Vrindavan.
Sugandha makanda pakadamakadandasya madare vinisyande vandi kutamadabha vrindam mahuridam katandolam mando natabhadanalaischandanagader mamanandam vrinda tipanamatulam tundalayati.
The sweet, fragrant honey oozing from newly grown mango buds is again and again attracting groups of bumblebees, and this forest is trembling in the softly moving breezes from the Malaya hills, which are full of sandalwood trees. Thus the forest of Vrindavan is increasing my transcendental pleasure. This verse is spoken by Krishna himself and is translated by Srila Prabhupada.
Vrindavanam divilataparitam nachashta pushpaspuritagra bhaja bhushpane chaspita madhuvratani madhuvratascha shrutihari gita.
My dear friend, see how this forest of Vrindavan is full of transcendental creepers and trees. The tops of the creepers are full of flowers, and intoxicated bumblebees are buzzing around them, humming songs that please the ear and surpass even the Vedic hymns. This one is spoken by Balaram to Sri Dama.
Kachibringi Gitam, Kachadamala Bongi Shishidata, Kachinvali Lassium, Kachadamala Mali Padimala, Kachindara Shali, Kadakapala Padi, the Sabado, Rishikanam Vindam, Pamadayeti Vindavanamidam.
My dear friend, this forest of Vrindavan is giving great pleasure to our senses in various ways. Somewhere bumblebees are singing in groups, and in some places mild breezes are cooling the entire atmosphere. Somewhere the creepers and tree twigs are dancing, the mallika flowers are expanding their fragrance, and an overabundance of juice is constantly flowing in showers from pomegranate fruits. This verse is spoken by Krishna to his coward friend Madhumangal.